Focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Stephan to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Table of two, let's get to your phone calls. Go to Pete. Pete, you're up on Live and Local. I'm glad you called. Hi.
Hey, Kevin. I was just watching the Alan Dershowitz show online. It's called The Dersh Show.
Yeah.
And he's one of the few liberals left on this planet that I actually respect. And a woman called in on the show and talked about anonymous voting in our legislatures, all 50 state legislatures in the Congress. Now, I don't know if you remember, I called you a few weeks back and mentioned that.
Yep, yep, I do remember
and
that.
And I'm thinking, this woman was from Las Vegas. She may have taken my idea, and she's out in the audience.
And all of a sudden, she's on national TV taking credit for what you brought up.
She's from Las Vegas, though. She mentioned she was from Las Vegas.
Oh, I
the
love
woman that.
That
called in on the Alan Dershowitz show.
Isn't that wild?
So it might be she might have heard our discussion on your show.
Exactly.
But there's one thing she forgot to mention. There's one thing. With the exception of impeachments and constitutional amendments, everything should be anonymous with those two exceptions. So if you're out there, ma'am, thank you very much for calling in.
There you go. Pete, thanks, man.
Right.
There you go. Stick around. More to do. Oh, coming up. Why are 10 individuals in the state of Nevada, why are they suing the insurance industry? And if you don't know, Steve Miller does. He's the owner, co-owner, along with his beautiful wife Amy, of Blue Sky Insurance. He's the co-owner of that fine organization, and in fact, they're my insurance agents. They just re-licensed a car of mine, a brand new car. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, 4:31 as we check out our traffic cams right now. There is a crash on the right shoulder, Interstate 15 southbound at Oakey. They're kind of consuming part of the right lane there, so approach that with caution. Also expect some reduced speeds there, 15 north at Spring Mountain, south 15 at Russell near the stadium. Also, as you work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl, it's been quite heavy through there over the past hour or so. Don't see any accidents, but a lot of congestion. 515 east at Main, westbound 515 at Eastern. Do expect some delays there on that ramp as you leave Interstate 15 northbound and you're merging towards Henderson on the 515 eastbound. Very slow through that corridor as well.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they pick up a 5-4 overtime win against the Minnesota Wild yesterday. Max Pacioretty scoring twice, including the game winner in OT. Alex Tuck tied the game up with 42 seconds left in regulation, and then they get the overtime win. Cody Glass, Nick Hague, they also score for Vegas. Marc-Andre Fleury, he makes 26 saves, and he played in his 860th game. That ties him for 12th all-time in NHL history. Minnesota and Vegas will wrap up their series coming up tomorrow night. Mountain West basketball, one game yesterday. Colorado State over Air Force 74-44 tonight. Fresno State at Boise State. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
What's in store this week at Staples?
A big deal on ink. That's kind of a big deal.
Staples has the technology, furniture, and supplies you need for a totally productive workspace.
And right now, you can earn 25% back in Staples rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $175 on toner.
Shop in store or get same day delivery powered by Instacart.
Ends 3/6/21. Limit 4 in store and on Instacart only. Visit staplesconnect.com/ink rewards for details. Instacart delivery subject to availability. Additional fees may apply.
That meeting's starting at 4. Can I get those projections?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Karen, do these numbers look right to you?
Like at Mia's research firm. To hit client deadlines, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't know if you caught this. Late last week, we found out that 10 individuals have filed a class action lawsuit against insurance companies. Remember how at the height of the pandemic, we were inundated with insurance companies saying, we're going to give you a rebate. We're going to rebate you, 15% or 8% or whatever it was. And that apparently was not enough for some people. They are very angry and they are suing. Class action lawsuit. One of our go-to insurance guys, a guy that keeps his finger on the pulse of what's going on, is Steve Miller, the co-owner with wife Amy of Blue Sky Insurance. They're my insurance agents. In fact, they just relicensed a car for me, and I'm greatly appreciative. They did it all in about 12 hours. It was just wonderful. Customer service, really good. Steve Miller joins us. Steve, how you been, my friend?
Good. Big week for you, huh? You got new car and
new wheels. Yeah. I mean, what's better than that? Let me ask you about this story that was in the RJ late last week. And I'm just curious. I had seen where big insurance companies, Fortune 500 companies, were essentially rebating money back during the pandemic. First of all, why did they do it? Were they mandated to do that? How did that all come about?
No, they weren't mandated to do it at all. I saw the same article, and I saw a couple of the stories on some of the local TV news, and they weren't mandated at all. Honestly, they didn't have to do anything. I think it was more of just trying to show some good faith, given that people were locked down, people were not on the road and not using the cars like they had been. The thing about the article and the thing about some of the press conferences I saw is that, they don't really define what should have been done. They kind of leave it open to interpretation. So the insurance companies gave money back, which, I mean, come on, when do you ever hear of an insurance company giving you money back? That was unprecedented. So I don't know. We'll see where this case goes. But so far, and I guess it would come out, you know, when they get into it, you know, what they feel should have been fair.
What is it? What is the role of the insurance commissioner? Does the insurance commissioner have any say in this at all?
Well, so let me try and tie into that with a little bit of how rates are done, like how rates are rolled out, filed with the state. Anytime you pay your insurance premium, okay, so you paid it today, let's say, you know, those rates are in March. Let's go back to March when this first happened, March and April. Those rates that you were paying at that time are developed by the insurance company months, maybe a year in advance. So they're really planning because of losses that have happened, because of changing, you know, road habits and things like that. And so when the pandemic hit and when the lockdown and stay-at-home orders started, those rates had already been filed. So people were paying monies based on a vibrant economy and a lot of road miles driven. So what the insurance companies did, Allstate was the first one to step up and do it, is that they, you know, announced their, essentially like their give back. And then virtually every other carrier that we work with, you know, followed suit. And some of them gave, you know, 15%. The highest one I think we had was 25%. They were initially anywhere from 2 to 3 months. And I believe Geico actually gave 15% throughout the rest of the year. So, you know, the Nevada Department of Insurance, you know, the commissioner, they have to approve all those rate filings that happen, and they work with the carriers. So, you know, those rates were known. They were based on things before the pandemic. But fast forward, you know, one of the things that I want to point out is that I'm looking at the Department of Insurance website right now, and this is something that everybody can do. You don't have to be an agent like me. Anybody can go on here. And what you see, if you go under the consumer section, is you can see all the approved rate filings from all the carriers. And this is public knowledge. Never in my career have I scrolled through this website and seen so many zeros or negative numbers. And I point this out because the insurance industry and these big companies, they're like ocean liners. They're really hard to steer. And now here we are a year out, and we're starting to see a lack of increase in insurance rates. And in fact, I'll pick on American Family right here. American Family Insurance, I'm looking at it right now, they have 24,000 policyholders on auto insurance in the state of Nevada. They indicated to the state that they needed to take 18% to be profitable, and they still took a 5.5% reduction in their premiums. So, you know, people that work for insurance companies aren't horrible. Over the course of my career, I've worked directly for two insurance companies. Now I'm a broker, so I work for the, you know, the consumer. They're my client now. I just wanted to kind of say that, you know, the rates that we were paying, I think the insurance industry did the right thing, what they could. And at the time, too, success was never defined. We were told it was going to be 2 weeks, you know, to flatten the curve, and look how long it went. So they were trying to make a business decision at the time. They gave back some money, and then now, you know, 12 months later, I'm looking at things. They're not raising rates on people. And in fact, they're keeping them flat, and many of the companies here are lowering them, some of them in spite of needing to take rates. So
these 10 people, though, these 10 people filing a class action lawsuit, are they just ingrates? I mean, should we berate them, or should we say, you're right, 10%, 15%, not enough?
You know, I don't know, ingrates kind of rough. I wouldn't go that far. I think that there's generally a lack of understanding about insurance, and I think that now we're looking back on these something. The thing that bothers me is this revisionist stuff. You know, anybody can look back now and say, "Well, it should have been this. You should have gave more money." I don't know. I think we all need to give each other a little bit of space sometimes and a break. It was tough. It's still tough.
By the way, they didn't have to give back a dime. Am I right?
Nothing. Absolutely right. They didn't have to do anything. Yeah, and yet they did. So I think that they did the right thing, and, you know, ultimately some people weren't happy, or, you know, some people are never happy, And, you know, obviously this is going to be up to the courts to decide at this point.
Wow. Wow. And the courts, who knows what the courts will do. I got to ask you, because we're now into week five of the 81st Nevada legislature. The legislature is always looking for more money to find more revenue. And you've done a lot of thinking on this. You've got some ideas that I think are certainly warrant at least looking into. Can you talk a little bit just about some of the ideas that you floated relative to finding more revenue for the state?
Yeah. So my little slice of the world is insurance, and one of the things that I have personally been into, and I also have clients that do, is off-roading. So, you know, a lot of people out there have, you know, four-wheelers, dirt bikes, things like that. And what I've noticed over the years is that I can go to Utah, or I can go visit my brother in Phoenix, okay, bigger city than ours, and there are people that are allowed to drive those off-road vehicles on the road. Now, they're not taking them on, you know, the interstate and going 65 miles an hour, you know, and some of these vehicles can go that fast, but they're allowed to drive on roads that are like 35, 40 miles an hour. And our state is not that much different. And we have so many, like, off-road enthusiasts that, to me, it just seems like if they're looking for a place to raise revenue, you know, I don't think for a second that it solves all the state's problems. But it's a new revenue stream if they allowed people to register and use them on the roads. Because right now, the only off-road vehicle that you can use on a road, the way it's written, it's defined as like a two-wheeled off-road vehicle or motorcycle. As long as that motorcycle has like turn signals and brake lights, you can register it and drive it on the road. But you can't do that with like a side-by-side, which is a four-wheel drive, you know, a four-wheeled vehicle. They're built from the factory with seat belts and brake lights and headlights, and you can easily get a kit to turn it into, you know, to have the turn signals. So the insurance industry already has policies for this. They exist. I write them for people in other states so they can drive it on the road. So the liability concern is taken care of, and I just hope that maybe somebody in the legislature that listens to your show maybe hears that and brings it up. I don't know. You know, I'd love to see it. I think people would line up to pay for it because they love their toys, and they'd love to go to Smith's, you know, and just get out and, you know, do a grocery run and, you know, enjoy their vehicle. Because they do it anyway, and the cops look the other way. We might as well, you know, make some money off of it.
And you're talking about licensing the off-road vehicles.
Yeah, register them for on-road use, charge the fee. Because right now there are fees we have this OHV system, off-highway vehicles in Nevada through the DMV. You have to register it. They get a fee. I just think that people would be willing to pay more if they, you know, could use it on the road. I would, in a heartbeat.
I think that's absolutely amazing. Now just so we know, you are an insurance agent. You're a brokerage, and that means that you work for the client, not for the insurance company. Am I right on that?
Yep, correct. Yeah. So yeah, we'll help you find a plan. Find a plan that's right for you. You know, examine all the rates and, you know, ask you a lot of questions and you know, find you something at a fair price that's going to take care of you on a bad day.
And if folks want to reach out to you, and I know they hear your commercials, and I run through the phone number real fast. How can folks reach out to you? Can they do it? Can they email you? Can they call you? What?
Quickest way is to call or text the main line at 702-410-8020. So 702-410-8020. That's the best way.
I think that's absolutely great. My best to your beautiful wife, Amy. Thank you so much for all you do for me personally, because I'm a client. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I know we'll talk again soon. Thanks so much, my friend.
Okay. Drive safe. Thanks.
There you go. Steve Miller, Blue Sky Insurance, co-owner with wife, Amy. And you can reach him at blueskylv.com. That's blueskylv.com. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way in the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit. And they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tell me, let's do this. See if we can squeeze Scott in. Scott, you're up. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kevin. I have before me the best layoff letter I have ever seen. It's real. And it's short. Just let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead, quickly. I've got less than a minute.
Okay, here goes. Dear employees, As the CEO of this organization, I have resigned myself to the fact that Joe Biden is our president and that our taxes and government fees will increase in a big way. To compensate for these increases, our price...
Hey, Scott, we are losing your signal. We'll have to try and get to you maybe next hour. Sorry about that. Cell phone crapping out. I always hate that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Is it really gouging if goods and services are higher priced during an emergency? The Attorney General thinks so. Brian Wachter of the Retail Association of Nevada begs to differ.
Heidi Harris, now weekday mornings 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Did you miss the deadline to sign up for a healthcare program at the end of 2020? If so, you're in luck. A special enrollment period is underway right now through May 15th, meaning that Americans looking to enroll in a new healthcare program for 2021 can do so without the need of a qualifying event. Over 200,000 Americans trust Liberty HealthShare for their healthcare needs. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. That's just $199 per month. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. To learn more about how Liberty HealthShare can help you save money on your healthcare expenses, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall has a huge inventory of 2020, 2021, and the all-new redesigned 22 MDX. That means the 20 and 21s must go. Our loss, your gain. Save thousands on any lease or purchase with great rates starting as low as 0.9% on selected models. So don't delay. Come down to Finley Acura in the Auto Mall and visit us at FinleyAcura.com. Finley Acura, the new definition in luxury.
Again, stop in today at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, I hope you like Charlie Kirk. He is the show that's on right ahead of me. And I love it because when I'm prepping our show, I'm listening to his show. So I love the way he does radio. He appeals to a whole new audience, a much younger audience, which I think is good. It's the next generation of talk radio listeners. And it's one of the things that really, as an industry, we haven't done the best job of doing that. Which I think we should be doing. I mean, he's great though. I'm going to be interested to see if he doesn't in some way become maybe not the next Rush, because I don't think there's going to be a next Rush. I really don't believe that. But he might be at least one of those voices that leads us as a political party and leads us to victory.